A Senate hearing looms on Boeing's 787 batteries and more. Airbus says the Dreamliner's grounding will not affect the A350. And Larson is named the top Democrat on the House Aviation Subcommittee. This is Aero News for Thursday, January 24th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. No matter the outcome of the NTSB investigation into Boeing's Dreamliner battery blunders, a key U.S. Senate committee is planning to hold hearings to examine U.S. aviation safety oversight and the Federal Aviation Administration's decision to allow Boeing to use highly flammable lithium-ion batteries on board the new 787 Dreamliner. This is from Reuters, citing an email from a congressional aide to the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. In that email to Reuters, the aide, who was not authorized to speak publicly, said, quote, "Certainly the issues of FAA certification will be a key component of the aviation safety oversight hearing we're planning," end quote. The aide went on to write that the committee chair, Senator John Rockefeller, is, quote, "following the situation closely," end quote. U.S., Japanese, and French authorities are now investigating two separate cases in which lithium-ion batteries on board the new airliner failed. One of the batteries sparked a fire in Boston, while the other forced that emergency landing in Japan. All 50 of the world's 787 Dreamliners remain grounded as the investigation continues. An Airbus official said that the grounding of all 50 Dreamliners that have been delivered will not affect the A350XWB program, and that the first of Airbus's composite construction airplanes is on track for its planned 2014 manufacture. The remarks came in an interview given by EADS Director of Strategy Marwan Lahoud on French Radio Classique, according to the French news service AFP. He said Boeing's problems with the Dreamliner would not affect the certification of the A350. Lahoud said the certification processes were in no way connected and that there is, quote, "no link between the steps of certification of an aircraft and those for another one," end quote. Lahoud told the interviewer that the news about the Dreamliner is neither good or bad for EADS and Airbus, but an EADS executive who spoke on the condition of anonymity told AFP there were concerns that both the FAA and EASA might make procedures for testing and certification of new airliners more stringent following the Dreamliner incidents. In a related development, AFP reports that two engineers from Thales have joined the team investigating the battery incident aboard the ANA Dreamliner, which made that emergency landing. The French company designed the Dreamliner's electrical system and later gave the contract to produce the batteries to the Japanese firm GS Yuasa. Representative Rick Larson is now the top House Democrat on aviation issues after a vote Tuesday by his colleagues on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Larson will serve as the ranking minority member on the Aviation Subcommittee. Washington's 2nd Congressional District, which Larson represents, includes the Boeing Everett factory, where Boeing manufactures the 747s, 767s, 777s, and 787s, and the new Air Force KC-46A tankers. Dozens of small and medium-sized aerospace suppliers are also in the district. The district also includes Payne Field, 7 smaller public airports, and numerous private airfields. Larson said that he would make the full implementation of NextGen a priority and promised a bipartisan relationship with Aviation Subcommittee Chair Representative Frank Lobiondo, Republican of New Jersey. Airlines for America, A4A, issued a statement welcoming Representative Larson to the post, saying, quote, "Ranking Member Larson comes from a state with a strong aviation presence, giving him firsthand knowledge of the important role that the U.S. aviation industry plays in job creation. Through many years of service on the committee, he has been a leading voice on a host of transportation issues," end quote. The Aeronautical Repair Station Association, ARSA, has launched a new survey to measure the impact of the ban on new foreign repair station certificates. Congress prohibited the FAA from acting on foreign repair station certificate applications submitted after August 3, 2008, because the TSA had not yet finalized repair station security rules. The ban is an unprecedented example of punishing industry for a federal agency's inaction. U.S. aviation companies are barred from tapping into rapidly expanding overseas markets, which is hindering job creation and growth here at home. The latest ARSA survey is a follow-up to one conducted in fall 2011. That survey found that the prohibition was hurting small to medium-sized businesses in the United States, preventing growth and costing American companies millions of dollars in lost revenues. ARSA will share the data with policymakers as part of the association's ongoing lobbying campaign to lift that ban. Wind Aero News continues. Hawker has an agreement in principle with former employees. A Kodiak for under 10 bucks. And how close is too close?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, January 24th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Hawker Beechcraft has reached a deal with an ad hoc group of former employees who retired from salaried positions with the company to cover a shortfall in their pensions when the plan is taken over by the government's Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. The company will set aside $250,000 over 10 years to cover the reduction in pension that will come from the government takeover. The deal affects about 70 of the plane maker's employees who would see their benefits reduced. The PBGC is limited to paying $56,000 per year for a 65-year-old retiree. The agreement reached this week specifies that employees who have not yet reached 65 will not be eligible to draw from the fund until they reach that age. The Wichita Eagle reports that the company will also cover the legal fees incurred by the retirees group, amounting to about $80,000. Interested in a flyable Quest aircraft Kodiak for under 10 bucks? The owner-engineer of Inceptus has recently completed a paper, yes, a paper airplane model of the Quest aircraft Kodiak, with their blessings, by the way, and is using it to raise money for Mission Aviation Fellowship. The Mission Aviation Fellowship says in its website that it, quote, serves people who deal with challenges due to isolation in regions such as Africa, Asia, Eurasia, and Latin America by providing aviation, communications, and learning technology services, end quote. This paper model of the Kodiak is dressed in the MAF livery. Made of top-quality laminated paper, the airplane kit will provide both a satisfying build experience and hours of fun flying, says Inceptus owner Jeff Fuchs. Built in the style of the wonderful White Wings airplane kits, this Kodiak is an all-original design that preserves the look and feel of the aircraft in a paper airplane tribute. Each package includes the airplane shape and graphics printed on high-strength paper, two pages in all. It is mailed in a stay-flat cardboard mailer made of recycled materials. Builders simply cut out each shape, then glue them together following the included instructions to make your own flying paper airplane Kodiak. The model is reportedly designed and manufactured here in the USA. The model is available from the Inceptus Design Store for just $5.99 plus shipping and handling. Of that price, $3 will go to Mission Aviation Fellowship. A viral video making the rounds of the internet shows a man riding a four-wheeler on a runway in Texas nearly being struck by a biplane, making a high-speed, low-altitude pass down the strip with smoke on. The online site, The Smoking Gun, reports that the stunt, which was captured on video at Lancaster Regional Airport in Lancaster, Texas, was planned. The video was posted by Team Stunters, a group that says it performs stunt bike street shows. Well, Team Stunters said on Twitter that the video was part of a practice session for an upcoming show, and that the plane, a Pitts S2S, was traveling in excess of 200 miles per hour. The Smoking Gun reports that the pilot of the plane is extreme aerobatic pilot Jason Newberg. The video has also caught the attention of the FAA, which is reportedly looking into the stunt. Lancaster City Manager Opal Malden Robertson said the pilot, who she declined to name, has an aerobatic waiver on file with the city, but the FAA says it has no record of that document. Robertson said the city will be cooperating fully with the FAA in its investigation of the stunt and reviewing the pilot's activities. Now, the video has been reposted by dozens and dozens of YouTube users and has accumulated thousands of views. Probably the best thing we can say about it at this point is, don't try this at home. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks again for listening. You're now cleared for departure.